your laptop almost get taken out.
Hey, man, that's a tough laptop. Don't worry about it. Some insurance over there. It's tough for Houston.
It's hard getting home through the snow. You got blind, you got snow blower, you got
sled and reindeer, I think.
Dog sled team.
Was it refreshing to kind of pounce on the team in the second half? I mean, you guys have had so many tight finishes. I mean, was that sort of refreshing to kind of get a big win like that?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, we didn't have the best of first half nor the second half, but I think we came out with intensity in the second half and shut them down. I don't think they scored for a while there. They were stuck on 25 there for a long time, and coach was just emphasizing shutting them down. I mean, our offense wasn't really clicking, so, I mean, you're going to win the game playing defense, and I think we emphasized that in the second half and stopped them, and then just our offense started to come to us towards the end, I think.
Seems like you guys kind of made an effort to go inside early. And then Ralph got, you know, into the free throw line, and that, you know, helped you stay in the game when they made a run.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, coaches—they were kind of shorter than us, so we were getting inside. And guys like Ralph and Colton—they were finishing inside, finishing strong. Trevor, and then when double team came, they were kicking it out to the guards and getting open shots and stuff like that. So, anytime you're playing inside out basketball, it's definitely going to be a benefit to your team.
Can you talk about that? Just to start off the game when you're getting touches, even though maybe you're not scoring, you get to the free throw line. How important is that for you to have a good start?
I think it's very important. Get you involved in the game, get you in that slow flow with your game and also with the team. And also just getting to a line, it puts their team more on the defensive side and more reserved, and then you get attacked more. And also while you're attacking, you also get to go to the free throw line and get points for your team. And so it's always a good thing when you're able to attack the basket like that.
Rob, how do you carry this kind of performance into the next game and, you know, for the rest of the season?
Really just about forgetting about the past and keep pushing forward, keep striving for greater and better things. Today I had a good game, but tomorrow or next day could be a different story. So you always got to come out with a new mindset and attack the next game with a fresh mind.
What was your mindset today?
Today I was just trying to have fun. There's a blizzard outside, so stuck in here for a little bit, so might as well just try to have fun with it.
Blake, you play other teams that play this style, this 1-3-1. I mean, how much is this going to help, do you think, going forward when you play Michigan and Northwestern teams like that?
Yeah, it's going to help. Michigan, Northwestern, all those teams play that 1-3-1, same offense kind of as well. So anytime you get some early competition and early games like this to kind of relate to those teams in the Big Ten, definitely is going to benefit your team and help us improve to go against that 1-3-1 zone and their offensive sets.
First half turnovers, was that the zone or was that just sloppy passing on your part?
I mean, I think it was kind of sloppy passing. I think guys were a little lackadaisical at the beginning there. I mean, we knew they were going to come out with the 1-3-1 zone and we had some things to go against that, but I think for the most part guys were just playing a little sloppy, maybe a little lazy with their passes and stuff like that. But you got to give credit to their team as well. It was a pretty good 1-3-1 zone.
Rob, what did you see in kind of the turnaround after down 22-13? What was the part you thought kind of changed it?
Really, I think we came together as a team and said that, okay, now we need to start picking this up because there's a possibility that we could lose this game. And so I think that we came together as a team and started playing more intensity, started to pick up, started, I guess, in terms you could say, wake up as a team and just really go after it.
You guys are supposed to be used to the weather coming into that today. I mean, did that factor in the slow start at all?
I think it kind of did. Like, any time like rains or, I guess, snows, most people just try to want to stay inside mostly. And so waking up and seeing that, I guess that kind of a factor on mindset coming in today. But I think this also gives a little credit to the slow start in the beginning. But we were able to recover from it and then come out with the win tonight.
How does the game change when both Ralph and Trevor are both playing well down there?
I mean, anytime someone's playing well on your team, it's going to benefit the other players. But when you have guys like Ralph and Trevor, or big guys, doing well down low, getting rebounds, finishing, it's definitely going to free up the outside guys as well as everyone else. So when the defense has to emphasize on one or two guys, it's going to open up everyone else, and the offense just going to flow a lot better.
And Ralph had some too, but what is like Trevor's dunks and like those loud boards? I mean, how do those lift you guys, your energy level?
Yeah, I think especially today, I mean, there weren't as many fans as normally there, probably due to the weather, but, I mean, anytime you're getting the energy when there's a big-time play like that or something, it gets kind of energy within the team and makes people have more fun, I think. I mean, one guy's doing well and getting a monster dunk or monster rebound, it kind of makes everyone realize that, oh, start having fun, and it's a fun game to play.
How tough is this time, you know, for a team when you only have a couple games before Big Ten play, if you have finals, things like that? Is it tough to kind of maintain the intensity level as you're going up to Big Ten play?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit when you know you have the conference play coming up and you don't want to slip any games early towards the end of your non-conference schedule here. But, I mean, I think our Coach Smith does a good job on making us prepare for every game and not worry about the future. But we got quite a few days off, I think. I mean, we got one game in like 10 days or 14 days or something. I don't know what it is, but in a while. So we got a little break there, and hopefully we can just work on a few things in practice and just try to get better.
A little bummed that you missed that free throw. You would have had a perfect game, and then you didn't miss any shots from the field, and you're 7-for-8 from the line. So.
I mean, I didn't really notice that until after the game. I saw the stat sheet. And, I just tried to go out there and try to contribute to the team play and play the system. And I guess lucky for me that it came out that way.
Barnes, is your